sure miss you, honey. Now you're not around. Now you're not around this old town.
From his new LP, and The Old Town, preceded by one of his oldies, simply entitled Girls. Phones are very busy for a Sunday night. A lot of people wanting to say hello to other people. Hello to two lonely girls, Michelle and Sharon, there in Tulla. Hoping to meet some guys. Oh. And to all the folks in Merrifield College going to school tomorrow to do their exams. That's in Drumcondra. Bernadette says hello to you all, and good luck with the exams. For all of you, here's Dana, her new hit. This is called Magic on Nova. Fleetwood Mac, their new hit, that is Oh, Diane. The news is next with Siobhan, and that's going to be followed by two records from one of my favourite bands, The Pretenders.
Give the great smell of Boot this Christmas, and with every gift set of Boot you purchase between now and December 24th, we'll give you the chance to win a Sony C7 Betamax video system, Boot deodorant, soap, shaving cream, and the great smell of Boot aftershave.
Now there are hundreds more reasons to buy the new Datsun Sunny Safari. At £5,369, the special edition 1.2-litre saloon now costs hundreds of pounds less than other cars in its class. Just look at the latest price list and compare the price. Then remember that even at this amazing price, you still get all Datsun's famous extras, yet you're paying hundreds of pounds less. The Datsun Sunny Safari at £5,369. Amazing motoring value.
Chris wants a Pac-Man video game for Christmas.
Patrick wants a chess set.
Linda wants typing lessons.
Laura wants a personal tutor.
Carl wants help with his homework.
I want a recipe planner.
What they really want is a good look around tomorrow's world. There they'll see lots of computer games, educational aids and computers. In fact, a home computer like the VIC-20 or the Sinclair ZX81 will do all the things they mentioned and more besides. And they cost less than you think. Call into Tomorrow's World, Grafton Arcade or the ILAC Centre and make it a computer Christmas.
The year is 1924, and aspiring young actress Eva Lodge shocks theatregoers by performing the role of Hamlet's mother wearing only tennis shoes. Dateline 1982, and Henry Harbison dismays his friends by ordering lemonade with his Campari. When pressed for comment, Harbison replied, "With Campari, anything goes."
Campari, the distinctive, tangy, bittersweet flavor goes with ice, or soda, or orange, or tonic, or lemonade. With Campari, anything goes.
Here's a Christmas Yuletide special, tra-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
The Nova Park Rathfarnham presents the best of entertainment this Christmas, featuring from California, Tunesmith, one of America's greatest cabaret groups, also Radio Nova DJs, Andy Archer and Tony Gareth, and a five-course traditional Christmas fare meal. Tickets for dinner and cabaret are priced at £14.50. For bookings, call 603-228. That's 603-228. The Nova Park Rathfarnham, pleasant surroundings, great entertainment and superb food. And by the way, happy Christmas.
Where can I get a video or stereo? And where can I find a video library?
Call DAD
606606
anytime.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Siobhan Purcell. Delegates at the Special Labour Party conference in Limerick have voted in favour of a coalition government with Fine Gael. After a six-hour debate, the 1,400 Labour delegates supported their party leader, Dick Spring, and backed the coalition programme for government by a majority of 324 votes. Mr. Spring was congratulated by a number of speakers on the extent to which he had ensured a commitment to Labour policy in the document, and in particular the commitment to a property tax on houses worth more than £60,000. The proposal to set up a national development corporation was also welcomed. The corporation will have equity of £200 million. At a press conference after the vote, Mr. Spring said he was satisfied with the deal and confirmed that Labour deputies will vote for Dr. Fitzgerald as Taoiseach when the new Dáil meets on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party have decided in favour of entering into government with Labour. At a press conference this evening at the Burlington Hotel in Dublin, Dr. Fitzgerald said the new government, elected on Tuesday next, will be in office for its full term. He said he looked forward to working with the Labour Party in government, and he described the discussions with Mr. Spring as being hard bargaining but cordial. Gardaí are still investigating the murder of two brothers who were stabbed to death shortly after midnight. They were Samuel McCarthy, aged 21, single, of Columbkill Street, Limerick, and Tommy McCarthy, aged 24, married with one child. One man is now helping Gardaí with their inquiries, and a second man is being sought. The incident took place shortly after midnight, and the brothers were stabbed inside a public house, the Treaty Bar. Sammy ran out and collapsed in the street, and his brother Tommy fell to the barroom floor. They died within an hour of each other in hospital. The Minister for Justice, Sean Doherty, has said that last week's Today Tonight RTE television programme on alleged interference in Garda matters in Roscommon was biased, one-sided and totally misrepresented him. A man and his three children were found dead in Leicestershire today. He was Philip Archer, aged 30. Police found a shotgun by his side. His three children, aged 7, 5 and 3, were found dead in bed. The Polish leader, General Jaruzelski, has announced that martial law is to be partially suspended in Poland. In a radio and television broadcast, he said conditions have improved sufficiently to make it possible to remove the basic rigors of martial law before the end of this year. Efforts have been continuing in Lebanon to halt the fighting which began 6 days ago in the northern part of Tripoli. The newly appointed head of Lebanon's internal security forces has been having talks in the city with the leaders of the rival militias supporting and opposing the Syrians. He said that the fighting was still continuing. Police say a child was killed in the latest clashes, bringing the number of people killed since fighting began to 36. Finally, thousands of women have formed a human chain around the perimeter of the American Air Force base at Greenham Common in Berkshire. They're protesting at the planned sighting of cruise missiles at the base next year. They've hung children's clothes around the fence as a symbol of the devastation of war. Tonight, they light candles in memory of those who died in the atomic explosions in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Independent Radio News from Ireland at 3 minutes past nine.
I say. What's amazing? Unique? The only one of its kind and very colourful.
You left out good-looking, old chap. Obviously you mean me.
No. It's the Red Corner Shop, of course. You must have heard of their amazing bargains in household furniture. Prices are slashed on all kitchen, bedroom and dining room furniture, and they've a huge range of pine furniture, too. In fact, by the time it's taken you to listen to me, you could have seen for yourselves. The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street. Got it?
Yes.
Radio Nova.
Just a quick look at the weather. It's going to be cold with rain throughout the evening, occasionally heavy and falling in sleet on high ground. Maximum temperatures between 4 and 6 degrees Celsius. The winds will be light to moderate and easterly in direction and force 3 to 4. Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders, Brass and Pocket on Radio Nova. It's 10 minutes past 9 o'clock. If you're motoring tonight in your car, where else would you be motoring? Yes, of course. Do take care on the road, because the weatherman tells us there's some frosty patches in places, making motoring very dangerous, particularly in the North Dublin area, so do take care. Here's Van Halen on Radio Nova. Have you seen?